Monaco, Phil Hendry.
Famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, back live tonight until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, and of course, we are online at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com, a live video cast of our show as well. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're also going to have with us, perhaps, I think Don Berman is back with us tonight because the gentleman, the station manager, Mr. Dean, I believe wants some equal time or wants to address our radio audience. It was a very confusing situation there at Channel 19 the other night with Dean coming over using the espresso machine and Don really not knowing too much about his employer, so... we're going to find out a little bit more about that. Again, our website, philhendryshow.com. Don't forget to get a backstage pass so that you can access the video cast as well as all of the archives, as well as the podcast, which is coming up tomorrow. We have also a brand new Phil Hendry podcast that will be... We're expecting it in a couple of weeks, but it's a major production. So, you know, we're going to make sure that all the, you know, everything is... All the bells and whistles and the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, all that stuff before we... come out with it. Trayvon Martin's killer, George Zimmerman, has raised more than $200,000 for a defense fund. And Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy is going to join us this hour to talk about that and about the social studies class that he's been at the head of there at Belmar Academy this past week, talking about this case. Good evening, Vernon.
Hey, Phil, how are you doing?
Good. And you've been talking about this case with the class, I imagine, huh?
Well, our young people have been very interested in this. Matter of fact, I have to be perfectly honest with you. I credit my class, my students, for bringing... I brought this up, but they really brought an energy and an interest in this case to the table, as it were. And so we've had a good time talking about the case, and I've had my moments that, unfortunately, with this case, you know, like any one of these kinds of socially charged situations and stories, you're gonna have your problems with differences of opinion, and again, you have them with parents. And
did you have interaction with parents on this?
I had interaction with one father, and the reason is because everybody has an opinion on this, you know.
And boy, I'll say, and everyone, you know, as I was saying to I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead.
I was saying to Dan, I mean, everybody has an opinion, and everyone, everybody sort of picked a side, you know, and I don't really know whether the facts mean anything, you know.
Well, I can tell you in my class, the facts mean something, and so I expressed that. One of our kids, who is one of our brighter students, Karen Drumbaugh, is the student, and her father, Carl, who I've known, you know, came over to talk to me. We had a parent-teacher conference this week scheduled anyway, and I told him how I felt.
Well, what was your stand on this?
Well, when I found out about the $200,000 defense fund for George Zimmerman, I have to tell you, Phil, I'll tell your audience, I told my class, I said, can you imagine anybody, who are these people that are giving him money? That was my point to the class, that you understand that when you're doing social studies and you're doing a contemporary review of society, you have to pick it apart, and you really have to, you almost have to be a scientist in picking apart the different issues and the different ways of thinking about things. And I said to my class, I said, how stupid do you have to be to give this guy your money? Which was kind of the jumping off point. Just who are these people that are so dumb? They're taking money out of their wallet. I can understand, you know, if you want to have a rooting interest, or I don't know, but who's actually going into their wallet and being so dumb that they're giving money to this guy who pulled a gun and pumped a couple of shots into some kid's belly?
And all right, so and you had a problem with a student?
Well, I said to the class, can you even begin to imagine how stupid you have to be to give money to George Zimmerman for a defense fund Well, a couple of the kids went home with this and brought it up to their parents. And
asked their parents, what did they ask them?
Well, I don't know. I mean, but in Karen's case, her father, Carl, apparently had very strong feelings about this case and had, through PayPal, donated some money to George Zimmerman. So when they came in and talked to me, he said to me, I gave money to this man Zimmerman. I heard what Karen said that you were saying in class. And I said, yes, sir. I said, I'm asking my class to consider how dumb, just who are the people in our country? What is going on with our country? What's who's voting? And then who is so stupid, that they reach into their wallet, pull out a crisp Jackson or a Hamilton or a Lincoln or whatever, and stick that into the virtual PayPal piggy bank? Who are the? He says, well, I'm. I said, I know that. I said, I know. I said, Karen told me. And he said, well, then he said to me, I think you have to be stupid to say what you're saying. And I said, well, okay, does that mean me? And he didn't give me a yes or a no, you know.
Well, it sounds like it does.
All right, but I wanted him to say it. And he just kind of, he gave me one of those looks that you give a guy, I said, does that mean me? When you say you got to be stupid to say stuff like that, does that mean me? And he just kind of, gave me that smile. So I said to him, well, you know what? Stupid is as stupid does. I was quoting the Forrest Gump movie. And that's when he stepped over the line, and he was leaving the room. He looked around. He said to me, run, Forrest, like that. Okay. Now.
Oh, so he was just making fun of the Forrest Gump movie.
No. No, he was not. What happened was this man, and when I said to him, stupid is as stupid does, he turned around and went, run, Forrest. So he was calling me mentally deficient, not just unintelligent or stupid, mentally deficient. Now, I never said that he was a mental deficient. I said he was, I didn't even call him anything. I said, who are the people that, how dumb do you have to be?
All right, well, you were impugning anybody that donates money to George Zimmerman.
Out what I think is a fact.
All right, but I mean, but that's what you were pointing out to your students, which you think is your opinion, that anybody that would give money to the George Zimmerman Defense Fund is stupid. And one of the people that gave money was this girl's father, this man who you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's a man I know. I've never had a problem with him.
All right. So when you had this parent-teacher meeting with him, he took issue with that.
He did. Yes, he did. And then he called me stupid. What he said was, you'd have to be stupid to teach some of that stuff.
Was he talking to you specifically? Or?
But I said, three times, I said, does that mean me? Now, I'm going to tell you something, Phil. I am a teacher by profession. And I have come a long way. I have had to... Shut that door, will you? Shut that door, will you? I have come a long way. And I have taught a lot of kids. And I have put a lot of kids through... I've put a lot of kids through school. And, I'll tell you, when a man comes into my classroom and he says to me, well, you got to be stupid to say... what you said. And I said to him, well, stupid is as stupid does. That's where it should end. And it didn't. He turned around.
Well, you wanted the last word.
Hold on for a minute, please. Please hold on. He wanted the last word. And he said to me, well, he said, run, Forrest. Now, that's him saying, you are mentally deficient. Now, you know what that means. That...
I got to interrupt you.
What?
What? I mean, you're getting really tense about this.
The guy, he turned around, Phil, and he said, run, Forrest.
All right, so he's mocking you.
He was more than mocking me. He said it at a parent-teacher conference in front of his wife, in front of other teachers. Okay? And I did nothing to bring that on. All I said was...
You called him stupid.
I said, if I may be allowed to finish... Anyone that gives money to George Zimmerman is an idiot. And I said it to my class. I didn't say it to him.
Well, it's her father.
Well.
Hold on. Vernon Dozier is with us. Hold on, Vernon, please. We're taking our first break of the hour as we talk with the educator, and there are others. Discussing the topic of Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman, and anybody that gives money to George Zimmerman's got to be stupid is the basic viewpoint here of Vernon Dozier. $200,000 defense fund, that's what he has been able to raise through PayPal, but the website, I think, was taken down either as of today or yesterday. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445 is our number here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Hold on for a sec. I want to... Gosh, where are you?
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Tell me about that. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, take it easy. I mean, we're talking here with... we're here with Vernon Dozier on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. He's talking about George Zimmerman, who has raised $200,000 for a defense fund. And in the story we have here, there's a couple of primary donors. Oh, no, they are anonymous. But the $200,000 that was raised is above and beyond the $150,000 bail.
Not trying to just, you know, get money back, you know, to pay back the bail. He already paid his bail, and this is for his defense fund. Now, neither you or I can get on TV or anywhere else for that matter, Phil, and say, I need money, and would you please donate to my PayPal?
Yeah, I mean, you sound angry.
I'm angry because I was taken to task by a student who then, and you know that this is an area of great sensitivity for me, when a student leaves the classroom, goes home, and starts, bye, 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 you know what I mean, yeah, you're just talking. They leave.
What students are going to do that, though, Vernon?
I know students are going to do. They're going to ask and they're going to talk to their parents because parents do want to know what's going on in the classroom. But there are opinions that are expressed. If you're going to express my opinion, you can express your opinion. You can go home to your parents and you can say, Mom, Dad, I think George Zimmerman should not have a defense. I think you'd have to be stupid to put money in George Zimmerman's defense fund. Or you could say, Mom, Dad, I like George Zimmerman's. But, yeah, this guy here, did you ever see a man by the name of Lenny Bruce?
Well, I never saw him. I've heard of him.
Okay. Lenny Bruce said one time in court, because he was on trial for saying some dirty words in his nightclub act, he said, the cop is doing my act. Let me at least do my act. And when I saw that, man, that hit me, because that's what's happening every day when I'm... When I'm standing in front of students and I am giving a lesson and I'm trying to impart to them this lesson as only I can. I'm a teacher. I'm not saying I'm the greatest teacher, but I have my signature style. And then that kid goes home and that kid says to his parents, hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. Mr. Dozier today said in the classroom la 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 la, you know, just and you can hear it now. They're taking what I said and they're ruining it.
Well,
ruining it. And I'm sorry, Phil, but as a teacher, I have a signature style that's all my own. Okay? I developed it on my own. Okay? Okay?
Yes, sir. I'm following you.
Well, the problem starts when...
Kids are going to go home, though, Vernon, and talk.
I just acknowledged that to you, Mr. Henry. Are you listening to me?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, then why are you repeating yourself?
Why are you saying, what is it then about the kid that goes home and says to their parents, here's what happened in class today, what about that are you finding fault with?
Are you listening to what I'm saying? I said.
You know, you need to calm down.
Oh. Okay. I said.
Yeah, I gotta stop you.
Let me finish what I'm saying, please.
I'm going to let you finish, but you sound like you're really, really wound up.
I'm going to be wound up if I can't get out the words that I'm trying to say. Now, I don't care if little Mary, Susie Q, whoever, whatever, goes home and talks to her mother and father and says to them, mater, whatever, however they say it, here's what we learned in class today. But what I don't want them to do is say, oh, and Mr. Dozier today had an opinion, and here's his opinion, and they do my act, just like they did when they did Lenny Bruce, okay?
And so in other words, there's something about the way you expressed your opinion that is uniquely the way you do it.
Yes, uniquely the way I, and when she went home and started mouthing off. And I'm going to tell you something, and there isn't a teacher out there that disagrees. If they are honest, there's not a teacher out there that disagrees with this. If they're honest. And that is a whole other discussion, okay? Because I heard you talking in your pre-show about honesty, all right? Well, let me tell you something, my friend. In my profession, we have some of the most dishonest people. And I mean, lie, they will look at you and lie. But if there's teachers out there that are honest, they'll say, Vernon, God bless you for what you're about to say. And they know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say this. But I say in my classroom, and then some apple of someone's eye goes home and starts ya-da-da-da-da-da-da, you see?
And some apple of someone's eye.
Yes.
And you really sound angry.
Oh, would you? Are you listening to what I'm trying to say, though?
I'm hearing you, ma'am, but when you've got this attitude about your students, you know.
It's not an attitude. I'm trying to tell you that I don't mind them talking to their parents, but what I don't like is when they go home and squeal. You understand?
So the classroom is some place where secrets are kept? And
there are certain things that I express, okay? That when you go home and squeal it to your mama, that's what they're doing, Phil. They're going home to mommy, and they're going to say, here's what I learned in class. And they're looking for approval. Kids are like dogs, and I don't mean that bad, but they are. They're like dogs. They go home and they wait for a pat on the head and a biscuit. They go home and they go, Mama, just like a dog goes, Ar-ar-ar. You ever seen one of these dogs? It'll lick your, well, I don't know. My dog will reach up and stick his nose right at it.
Okay, I understand.
All right, but they want a biscuit or they want a cookie or whatever the hell they want. We got a bag of these milk bones, and I throw a milk bone at it, and it seems to be fine.
All right, I got to take a break. Hold on, okay?
God.
877-876-PHIL. Vernon Dozier with us, a teacher at Belmar Academy, obviously extremely wound up over the idea that, once again, one of his students has gone home and explained an opinion he's had to her parents, and there were repercussions. He believes that anyone that donates money to the George Zimmerman Defense Fund is stupid. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Cut me off again, yeah. This guy's always cut me off.
Phil Hendry.
I can't do anything about it. He's always cut.
Welcome back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking to Vernon Dozier, who's a social studies teacher, as well as the head football coach and a board member at Bradley Military. Excuse me, Bradley Military. That's in Altadena.
Yeah, you're, that's the other end of that's the other end of the valley, Phil. We're over in, we're closer to Burbank and Glendale.
Right, right. And you are... You know, you had a run-in with a father after he came to the school and made some joke about you being Forrest Gump. That
was uncalled for.
But you said stupid is as stupid does. Didn't you say that?
I said stupid is as stupid does because you got to understand something, Phil. This man, you know, his daughter, she's fine. She's a bright girl. This guy is an imbecile in the almost in the Roman... In the Greek, Greco-Roman sense, you gotta listen to me for a minute.
And, I'm listening to you.
All right, but because I'm very much a, this guy is an idiot in the sense of the way the monarchies of Europe would have an idiot hanging around for laughs, you know.
And what, even like a court jester?
Not even that smart. Court jesters were brilliant men. No, I'm talking about some guy that they could just throw a soup bone at and have a couple of laughs.
You mean like the way they used to treat people that were mentally deficient in the old days?
Well, what is that supposed to mean? Are you trying to get sympathy for the guy?
No, sir, I'm not trying to do that at all. You're telling me that this guy's an idiot.
An idiot? He comes into my classroom and tells me, you know, he says, what are you? I said, who told you that? He said, my daughter. I said, and at that point, I couldn't resist. I let out with a GD.
And boy, I don't know what the rules are in the classrooms of America, Vernon, but whatever it is going on in your class, the parents are going to ask questions. And
Phil, I love you, I know, but I don't need you to tell me that, okay? I don't need you to tell me that, okay?
I'm not trying to tell you that. I think I'm reminding you of that in because of this situation. Let's go to a phone call. Regine on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I just have a quick comment, and then I'll hang up. I just think it's very interesting. I'm a parent and an educator of 30 years, and especially in the area of social studies and history, it's very interesting that this teacher promotes his opinion, which he has every right to do, but is not willing to, doesn't seem willing to present both sides of the issue. And there is so much anger and resentment towards his students and their freedom of speech. They should be able to go home and discuss anything with their parent, and he should welcome discussion to come back into his classroom. But this person is in a very dangerous place, and I hope that the school system is listening. And I just don't think this gentleman should be in the classroom.
Ma'am,
thank you.
Ma'am, this is Vernon Dozier. I teach at a private school. There's no board. When you say board,
well, the board that you're a part of.
Well, what's very disturbing is that you're not. You're a name caller, I'll just tell you, I'm a complete libertarian, conservative person, but
yes,
you
ma'am.
Are a scary person. The way you are a name caller and the venom that comes out of you towards your students, just going home and talking to the parents.
You
sound very disturbed. I do know.
You're
how
a teacher.
It is, and I think you're
okay,
very.
And you know when the kids.
Good night.
When the kids go home, see, she's hanging up. This is what I mean. A lot of these teachers are dishonest. And
well, what makes her dishonest?
She doesn't want to talk about the lies. She knows that the lies, she knows what lies are being told. She knows the kids go home and lie about her.
This man is completely disturbed. Good night.
Ma'am, do you know the kids are going home and talking about you? You know that, right? Oh, see? And listen, now she's laughing. And if there's anything in this world that makes me angry, it's when a woman has that distant laugh. Not when she laughs to your face. Not when she...
Okay, we're getting way off the subject here.
No, we're not getting off the subject. This woman, I could hear in the back, like that. That's like... Oh, man.
Let's stick to the point, okay? The point is that she made... She said you have a great deal of venom, and there's a lot of name-calling.
That's what I wanted to find out. What names did I call? What names did I call?
Well, you said the apple of their eye.
Oh, well, what is that? Come on. What's wrong with that?
And you sound like you're, like, under a lot of pressure. You know.
So, in other words, and here's the thing that is so dishonest, my mood now dictates what your opinion of me is going to be. You won't listen to what I'm saying. It's my mood. See here, oh boy, this is great. Now, listen to me. This is great. You see, it's my mood, right? Is that what you're saying?
And I'm saying your mood is cutting out your opinion, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So when this guy comes to my class, this guy Carl, and he knows he can bait me, because he can go, hey, run, Forrest. And he had that look. He had that half smile waiting for me to pick something up and throw it as hard as I could against the floor. That's what he was smiling. And I remember him saying, run, Forrest. And then he leaned back and just leaned on the door jamb and folded his arms in front of him, put his leg up on the wall. And I, you know, you see what I'm saying? And he was waiting for the fun to start. And I'm going to tell you this right now, and I say this as God is my witness. I am proud of myself. I didn't, you know.
You didn't throw anything at the floor.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't throw anything at the floor. I took a pointer that we use. I broke it over my knee. And I said to him, I said, Carl, if this were a pool room, and this was a cue stick that I just busted in half. God.
You sound like you need a vacation.
Would you please listen to me?
I'm listening. You sound like you need a vacation.
I said to him, Carl, if this was a pool room, and this was a cue stick that I broke in half. I said, man, I'd have me some fun now.
Well, that's insane. And I'll tell you something else.
There you go again. You're the one that's name-calling. That lady was the one that's name-calling. I haven't called anybody a name.
You started in with the apple of their eye and the this and the that. Now, listen to me. Whether anybody's going to bait you or not, they're going to want to know what's going on in the classroom. And I think one of the points that teacher wanted to make and that other people would make to you is if you're doing a social studies class, don't you present both sides.
Yes, you present. And then you give your opinion. See, that's what the thing that I, you know, that you won't listen to me, and I knew you weren't going to listen to me, Phil, when I came on the program. I knew that this was going to happen. I knew that you would take the side of these callers, and you'd be, oh, well, Vernon, I had no idea. And everything, you know, that they want to know. Because nobody wants to take a stand. Everybody wants to go running home and grab a hold of their mama. And I say that, Phil, because...
The way you say mama, it sounds like you're out of control. And it sounds to me like you have got too much invested in your own opinion and your own control in that classroom and not enough invested in teaching those kids.
Is that right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Okay, what else? Let me learn from you. How else should I teach my class?
When the kid comes to your class and says, my father thinks this and my father thinks that, say, that's very good. You know, I'm glad your father has an opinion, and I hope you develop an opinion, and I'm going to try to give you the tools whereby you can develop that opinion.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stand there, and I'm going to waste time. That's what you want me to do. You want me to stand there and waste time.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Because if I'm going to stand there in class and say, you know, whatever this this girl, whatever her name is.
You said it was Karen.
Okay, good. Whatever, like it matters, you know? And I'd say to her, Karen, I'm going to help you develop your opinion, and you and I can develop an opinion, and your father can have an opinion, and that's what my job is. I'm really... And how long does that take? That's 10 minutes out of my life!
I'm going to hang the phone up now.
Why? Because my opinion doesn't conform to yours. That's the whole point, and that's what I'm trying to say. My opinion doesn't conform. All I'm trying to do, Mr. Henry, is teach a lousy, stinking social studies class in a private high school. At a high school in...
I mean, I don't know what to say.
There it is. There it is. This has been happening to me my whole life. I'll have something vital that I want to say, something that could save lives, something that could cure cancer, something that would make men's... I'll say it, because I know that we're, you know, something that could make a man's penis bigger. Okay?
And would you... Come on, man. We still have kids.
Are you trying to cut me off even from being able to say that?
There may be kids listening still.
Yeah, but don't you understand?
Are you going to start to cry?
I'm saying, even if I had information that would magically make a man's you-know-what bigger, you'd still talk about my mood, wouldn't you? I hung up on him.
No, you didn't.
What?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to my wife.
Well, you didn't hang up on me.
Yes, I spoke. But don't tell me, friend. I hung up on you.
If you hung up on me, how am I still talking to you?
What'd you do? I'm hanging up the phone. Please hang up. Please hang up.
God, bud. Why don't you just cut the board off?
I can't. I'm trying to find the switch, but I've got to reboot it.
Well, if we got to reboot it, will you listen to this guy?
Please hang up. Please, God, out of here.
Vernon. Vernon.
What?
You want to hang your phone up?
No. I think I'll just sit here all night banging it on the desk. Yes, I want to hang it up.
Well, is it it's not a cell phone, is it?
No, it's not. It's a landline.
Well, you take the receiver and you put it in that thing.
What thing? I can't find it. Wait for me, will you? My wife.
Boy, you are...
Yeah, go ahead. Knock me some more. Make fun of me some more. Go ahead. Knock my manhood down even more. Go ahead. Drive me right into the ground. Please hang up. Oh, my God.
We're going to take a break. And
yeah, you take your break, okay, while the retard here...
I mean, I have no choice. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
No, I don't.
877-876-PHIL. And we are talking here with Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. He is a social sciences teacher, and we're going to be talking to, people on the phone as well. Next hour, I believe we have Robert Greene, who has just returned from a vacation, part of which he spent in the Middle East. And I think it's going to be a very, very interesting hour listening to what he has to say, the things that he's seen, the... Just the climate in the Middle East these days, with so much going on over there. Here is Justin. Justin, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask the teacher. You know, if you act, you know, sort of, I don't know, like you're like a spastic, I guess. Isn't that going to scare people?
Yeah. See, this is... I love this. This is great. You know, it took you... How many seconds did it take you to ask that question?
It shouldn't matter. I mean, I was just... you're acting spaz.
I'm acting spaz. Let the record show, Phil. Are you... Is the host there?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay. Are you keeping track of what he just said?
Am I keeping track of what?
He called me a spaz. See what he's doing? God. Are you... Let me ask you something, kid.
And I'm not a kid. I'm a student, okay?
Yeah, where do you go to school? Oh, please, God. Before you answer, I want to say a prayer. God, please don't.
In heaven, be at my school. I wouldn't go to your school if it was the last school. I go to L.A. Canyon High School in North L.A. County.
Is it public or private?
I'm proud to say it's public.
Oh, yeah, you're proud, huh? You're proud? So you're at a public school. Let me guess. You sound white. Are you white?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you drive your daddy's Mercedes? Oh, God.
I'll anticipate what he was going to ask, Mr. Henry.
I'll anticipate what... You see how he... Are you treating me like I'm an idiot?
Why don't you let this kid answer a question?
Oh, my God. I'm the adult? You're talking to me like this? I'm a teacher. This undermines my authority.
I'll answer the question, Mr. Henry. Sometimes I do drive my father's Mercedes. Yeah, sometimes. Okay.
Oh, I see. Is that when your own private Cadillac... God, forget it. You know, I just...
No, go ahead. Finish.
Yeah, please. Please do finish.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Please, finish.
Okay. Is that when your private Escalade is in the shop? Is that what you got?
Do I have what?
You know exactly what I'm saying, son. Your father lets you drive his Mercedes to school. When your car is in the shop, what kind of car do you have?
I've got like a 5-speed Camaro.
Oh. You know, what I love, Mr. Henry...
You know, you have not for one second spoken with any respect to this young man.
He's a kid. I'm the adult. I'm supposed to be the one who...
Mr. Henry, it's okay. I mean, it's obviously... I mean, I've run up against teachers like this before.
Oh, you have? Then I'm not alone, and that proves. Let me say something. I want to say this, okay?
Sir, you've been talking the whole hour, and all you've done is go... You've spazzed out a couple times.
You stop saying that, please? Would you stop saying that, please?
Saying what?
Are you talking about me spazzing out? Would you please not do that? Because that other guy said, oh, run for us. Now you're saying I'm spazzed. So what's going on now is it's almost like a pincer movement. On the one side is the guy calling me,
He called you Forrest Gump.
Yeah. And on the other side is you with the spazz. And now it's a pincer movement of two... You, yeah, and the other guy, yeah. Now, I'm going to say something to you. Ah, shoot, I forgot what I was going to say. I had the best point that I was going to make. The best point.
You know, Mr. Henry said that you probably need a vacation, Mr. Dozier, and I was just calling up to say, you know, that probably you need that.
Really? Hey, see, let me ask you, did you polish up an apple you want to put on my desk? See, I don't fall for it. I don't fall for the I'm a concerned student and Mr. So-and-so is really having a hard time, because I'll tell you where that winds up. That winds up with a teacher taking a student to bed. Okay?
Oh, my God. Like I'm going to go to bed with you? Are you crazy?
I'm not talking gay.
Well, then what's it got to do with me?
Yeah, then why'd you even bring it up?
Because you're not allowed to have no personal, or you're not allowed to have,
Yeah, you're talking like a hillbilly? You're all jacked up.
You want to know something? My people originally are from Georgia. Does that make me a hillbilly? Well, if it does, I'm very proud of that. I'm sorry. I have been trying to say on this...
You know what? I've got to let you go.
Oh, yeah, great. God.
Mr. Henry, thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin. Thank you. I'm telling you, Vernon, it is an embarrassing situation here to listen to you. You may have a lot of really good points.
I've got a lot of good points. I mean, I've had nothing but good points. And I had good points when I talked to that guy talking about me being Forrest Gump. And I had good points when I talked to the kid. And he said, I'm a spaz. And I was in a pincer movement. And that, if you've ever studied... Well, it doesn't make any difference. What difference does it make?
Military history?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Military history? Okay.
You know, Phil, I've never had you in my classroom, and I've never pointed at you and went, ha, 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 for a full hour. But that's what you do to me. And I got to ask myself, what did I ever do to you?
And Vernon, I don't think I've ever treated you with any overt disrespect, ever. Ever, in the times I've had you on the program. Never. I think the times that you have been disrespected have either been from people who are rude, yes, but not a solid 50 minutes of it. I think you've brought a lot of it on yourself because...
Oh, okay, here, we go. You sound just like my wife. You sound like all of my ex-wives. You sound like the wife I got now. And you sound like the mother that I had. And let me just say...
No, I haven't finished what I'm going to say, okay? Sometimes you bring it on yourself. And being somebody who has a bad temper, I know how it feels. When you do bring it on yourself and you do lose your temper, people are going to make it about your temper. They're not going to listen to the points that you have to make.
Well, let me say this. Did you have a mother that kissed you on the lips? Yes or no?
No, I did not.
Yeah, well, I did. Kissed me full on the mouth. And I've told you that there were two incidences that I do remember where she slipped tongue in and...
You got some issues, okay?
You got some issues, okay? God.
Well, okay, you can mock me and make fun of me, but you have issues. Go see a psychiatrist. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
There, how'd that sound? That's exactly how you sounded.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's great.
Phil Henry.